It's Valley Focused, and I'm Kayla Mortellaro, your guide for the program, as we turn our attention here to John Carvalho, Director of Strategic Relationships with Arizona Chapter National Safety Council. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kayla. How are you doing?
I'm doing well and looking forward to the important conversation ahead here. I want to start first, though, with the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council is a nonprofit safety advocate with a mission to eliminate the leading causes of preventable death and injury. How long has the Arizona Chapter been serving our community, and what is unique, John, to the Arizona Chapter?
I think you just hit the nail on the head, Kayla. We are a nonprofit. We advocate health, safety, and wellness between businesses, communities, and organizations. Last year, we just celebrated our 75th anniversary here in Arizona of serving and making the society safe for communities and businesses. We have great plans for 2026. Now we are in New Mexico currently, but we are looking at moving into a few other regions within the Southwest safety space, so as to say. But yes, we've been doing this for like 75 years, and this is our 76th year of operations here in Arizona.
ACNSC is committed to safe driving. That is one of the pillars with safety here, providing resources for teens and young adults that zero in on behaviors that put young drivers at risk. And one of these programs that ACNSC promotes is a program called Alive at 25. So, John, can you help us understand what this program is?
Certainly. So, the Alive at 25 program is coordinated defensive driving program to teach defensive driving and good driving habits to young adults. Now, it would be a program which would be channeled specifically out of high schools. So we're looking at the age group of like 15 to 24, like high school students. I am a certified defensive driving instructor, and I have taught this Alive at 25 program at the Tolleson Union High School District. So I personally taught at six schools in the Tolleson District. It's such a great, great program, Kayla, that, you know, that kids can benefit and will benefit from it. Not only would they benefit from it, their parents would benefit from it too, because on completion of this program, each kid would receive a certificate of completion, and that certificate of completion would entitle them to get a discount on their parents' insurance. And hey, who wouldn't want that in today's world, you know?
Absolutely.
A discount on your... Yeah, so this program technically is like a four and a half hour program. It's got four main sections in it, Kayla. So each section is about an hour, talks about defensive driving, talks about good driving habits, talks about, you know, fatigue, about, you know, being prepared to drive, how not to be distracted while driving, and stuff like that. So it is a great, great stepping stone for kids who are either working on their getting their instruction permits, or who have their instruction permits and are on their parents' insurance. Real life examples, real life videos with different scenarios are presented to them. And I make this a very, very interactive class. I ask them a lot of questions. When the video is there, I ask them, are these things that you guys see on the streets today? What could you do to be a better driver? How you would avoid situations like this. I mean, it's such a great program, and we are looking at turning out this program to the other districts as well. I'm working on a few other districts, Queen Creek, to be precise, as one district we're going to be talking to. We actually, this program was launched, Kayla, at Glendale first. So the entire Glendale district, they have a community which has been organized there by a traffic program manager. She runs this program for Glendale, and that's a continued process. So they get books from us, and they continue to train all their schools within the district. This is how Tolleson also will eventually operate on, and every other district that we speak to, that's how we are kind of looking at, you know, moving forward with this.
And this program is reaching young people, not about driving mechanics, but instead definitely about positive decision making on the road, behaviors, good judgments on the roads. And when you couple that with some statistics here, that in Arizona, nearly 600 young drivers ages 15 to 24 died in crashes from 2020 to 2024, there's certainly a huge need to understand better driving habits, good decision-making, good judgment. When it comes to the Alive at 25 program, what sort of updates have been made to really make sure that this program is accurate and impactful for youthful drivers on the roads here in 2026?
If you look at it, we have just launched the new fifth edition, Kayla. So all of these, in the fifth edition, the videos have been totally redesigned, which gives them new visuals and new audio. So it's going to be more real life kind of situations, which these kids would see on the streets. We have a new content, which now which lives in a downloadable multimedia format with very simple navigation, which they can, you know, which they can understand better when I present it to them. New activities and interactions, new examples within the curriculum, which give them a better understanding on better judgment calls, on just better life skills, on being a better driver, you know. And we kind of totally, the NSC kind of totally did like a total refresh on the whole, you know, the course curriculum, making it look more inviting and more, I would say, more interactive for the kids to, the children to participate in, rather.
John Carvalho, Director of Strategic Relationships with Arizona Chapter National Safety Council, right here on Valley Focus. You touched on this here, that Alive at 25 is in the Tolleson School District. It got started in the Glendale School District, and you're hoping to have some conversations here shortly with the Queen Creek School District. So how are these partnerships determined? And from a school standpoint, how are they integrating them into certain classes and curriculum opportunities for students?
So we have a proposal which we, when we speak to the districts, we tell them that each student, they would need to get a permit to park on campus, and that could be a little sticker, or that could be a little, you know, card, or whatever it is. They could only get that card or that permit if they pass this class, right? If they pass the Alive at 25 class, right? And we are all, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is we are trying to integrate it. Now with Tolleson, I did that as a summer camp last year during the summer. But there are some districts who actually have like a driver's ed program going on, and they would like to slip this in with their driver's ed program going on, you know? And basically we just work with them. We see what type of funding they have, how they want to go ahead and structure this, you know, from a financial point of view. And we would just go ahead and work with them on that type of a delivery mechanism. But to get back to your point, yes, those are kind of some of the ways in which we kind of look at integrating this into the districts.
What is the hope that this program can offer to students, and like ultimate goals that, you know, from an ACNSC standpoint has from a larger perspective?
I mean, we just want, I mean, the greatest risk, Kayla, of anybody being on the streets, being on the roads today is when you leave your home and whether you're going to come back home, right? It can be, you know, fleets of truck drivers. It can be, you know, 18-wheelers. It's just making sure that you get back home to your loved ones safe. That's exactly the same type of belief that we want to instill with these children, that when they go back home, when they get into the car, they have somebody waiting for them to come back home to. their judgment, their judgment calls, which they make behind the wheel, determine whether they are going to get back home safely or not. One of the questions which I ask these kids when they stop the course, I ask them, I said, list down five of your favorite things that you would like to do. And all of them, or who would you like to go back to? All of them write their mom, their dad, their brothers, their sisters. So during the course, I always tell them, remember the five important factors which you told me that you want to go back home to? If you are a distracted driver, an impaired driver, if you don't make proper judgment calls, are you going to go back to your loved ones? You know, that kind of really hits them, that kind of resonates with them and says, you know what, we need to be better drivers here on the roads. We need to make better judgment calls, be safe on the streets, and, you know, get back to our loved ones. So, yeah.
He is John Carvalho, Director of Strategic Relationships with Arizona Chapter National Safety Council, right here on Valley Focus. So why would you encourage partners to join in offering this program?
I would encourage partners to join in and offer this program simply because we need to teach our children at a very young age and instill in them better judgment calls, better defensive driving mechanisms, and to be just better safe drivers on the roads, because it starts at a very, very young age. What you learn now or what you're exposed to now will have its repercussions 5-10 years from where you are today. So learning the good driving habits from a reputed National Safety Council, getting that certification will definitely, I have no doubt, and it will change your driving habits in futures to come.
Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to make sure you share about this program?
I would like to say that if any school district is interested in pursuing this, which I think every district should be, just reach out to the National Safety Council, the Arizona chapter. I would be really happy to come and give you a presentation on this program and what benefits it would have. It would have on the community, on your children, and just on your school district as a whole. So it's such a cohesive and such a great program. It's such a community. It just brings the community together. So talk to us. We'd be really happy to come out there and give you a presentation and see how we can partner with the school district, work with you guys, and, you know, make the roads safer for our young children and adults as well.
So what is the best way for people to get in touch with the ACNSC as well as find out more information about Alive at 25?
They could go to our website, acnsc.org. They could go to our contact us page. My email address is on the contact us page. Just drop me an email on that. And I will be happy to get in touch with them, go out and schedule a time, have a chat with them. So yeah, that would be the best way to get in touch with us.
One final time on that website, John.
It's, www.acnsc.org.
Thank you so very much for the